The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. We have very vivid images in the gospel today. Just think of a body without eyes, without hands, or without feet. You know, that's not a very good sight, you know. But this is the same image that Jesus proposes to us in the gospel, that this sight, which can be difficult for us to imagine, is better than to enter into Gehenna with complete body parts. It's a very interesting image because we all want to have a complete and perfect stature. But Jesus is saying to us in the gospel today that perfect stature should not just be seen with complete body parts, but completeness when it comes to our spiritual body. The eyes, the hands, and the feet were the specific body parts that Jesus mentioned in the gospel, because if we also reflect on it, these are mostly the fundamental or the primary parts of the body that could induce us to commit sin. You know, when we look at a person, you know, sometimes without even knowing what's going on, we judge. When we want to get something that is not ours, we use our hands. When we want to go somewhere that we should not be there, then we use our feet. So Jesus made use of these body parts that we constantly use every single moment. You know, our eyes, our hands, and our feet. And Jesus says, if these things causes you to sin, cut it off, and not just cut it off. He even said, throw them away. You know, it's very startling. It's a little bit gory even. But the purpose of this is to shake us and to remind us of the urgency and the insistence of the kingdom of God to make sure that we take our spiritual life seriously. I've mentioned this before, that there are times that in order to save the integrity of the whole body, we need to part ways with a certain part of our body. You know, to save the person, at times we need to remove a certain part of the body. We see that in surgeries, And the same thing, same analogy is being asked of us. If there is anything that we think that it's so part of who we are, but it is the cause of the disintegration of our spiritual life, we have to have the courage to remove it and cut it off in order to save the overall well-being of our soul. You know, there are certain things that, especially habitual sins, that at times when we try to part ways from them, we become sick. It's like, oh, you know, this is difficult. Just think of the sins, for examples, that we give up during Lent. You know, there are certain sins that, like, oh, you know, I need to give this up in order for me to grow in my spiritual life. And then for a certain period of time, we're good, but we experience a sort of withdrawal. Certain sins, after abstaining from them, you know, we get moody, we get irritable, and the temptation is, well, you know, this is so much part of who I am already, probably God will just understand. Well, it's not the case. It's not the case. In order for us to enter into eternal life, into new life with God, we have to be able to have the courage and the perseverance to part ways from them. There are also instances wherein we're so good on parting ways from them for a certain period of time, and then we get tired and we go back to it. And when we go back to those things, we go back with greater intensity. You know, it's the same thing that happens at times during Lent. It's like, I abstain for this, and then after Lent, oh, Lent is over. Now I can go back to it twice as intense as before to catch up. Well, then we become sicker. We crippled more and more our spiritual life. So the question that we can ask ourselves is at this point in our spirit, in our reflecting on the gospel today, is what are the spiritual body parts that I need to part ways right now in my life? You know, at times they are not like big ones, but small ones. But you know, sin, no matter how small they are, if one commits it over and over and over again, then it becomes debilitating. You know, but when you have a small wound, you know, a small wound, think of your, you know, simple sin as a small wound. But if you keep poking on it every single day, it started with something small, but if you poke on it every single day, eventually it's going to get worse and worse. And it can be lethal in the end. But it can start with something small. That's the same thing with sin. That's the same thing with sin. You know, it doesn't have to be big. But doing it over and over again can really cripple us in the end, can render us lethargic. So let us have the courage and the strength to part away from those even little sins, so that we can truly enjoy full health in Jesus Christ.